Hey, Stephanie, can you hear me now?
Hi, Mark. Yes, I apologize about that.
It's all right.
All right. But yes, I was just trying to confirm as well if now will be a good time to review your account progress.
Yes.
Awesome. Wonderful. All right. So let me just get into your client dashboard here really quick. All right, but technically, within this call, I will be covering the following items. That will be the progress of your account, what we have completed so far for your campaign, and also I would like to walk you through your client dashboard. And then, by the way, within the client dashboard, there will be a lot of resources. So I'm going to discuss that with you within this call as well. At the same time, your account is currently a few weeks old. And so far, we already have your local service or your local SEO, Google Business Profile, fully optimized. Also, Facebook business page has been optimized, and we already started running the Facebook ads. Call tracking phone number has been successfully set up, and call tracking greeting was also successfully set up on your account. On top of that, we have also submitted, or we are actually under the creation of your Bing listing. As we will also be promoting your business on Bing as well. And then these services or these products that I mentioned are what's helping you with brand awareness, online exposure, and even getting leads from customers that are actively searching for your services. And this time, I would like to go over your or to review your client dashboard. Do you have access to a computer right now or probably a smartphone?
I have my smartphone.
Wonderful. So let me send you your client dashboard login information just in case you don't have that yet. Let me just send it really quick. And let me know once you receive the email and logged into your client dashboard, okay?
Okay. Which email are you sending it to? Is it LRE243 at outlook.com?
Well, let's see here. So, yes, it should be sent to that email address.
Okay.
And you should receive it probably in the next minute or two.
I think that's it. All right, I don't know what's going on when I try to log in.
Is it giving you an error?
Yeah. It's like, it says, welcome to Local Splash. You got my username as my phone number, and then the password as Net Mobile. But when I put sign in, it's not submitted.
All right. That is interesting. Let's see. I am able to get into your client dashboard, though. Let me check.
The username is the phone number, the 347, and then the password I said as Net Mobile.
If I'm not mistaken, that has been updated. You may have probably updated it in the past.
The password?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Do you want me to reset the password?
Let me see.
Okay. You want to try to log in first?
Yeah. Is it still the same username?
Same username, yes.
347? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
Awesome. All right, so logging into the client dashboard, it's going to take you to your homepage. And as I have mentioned, client dashboard gives you a lot of resources. Also, it allows you to pause and reactivate campaigns in your client dashboard, such as your Facebook ad. So this feature actually ensures that we are able to run ads as you see fit. At the same time, if you would like to pause the ad, or if you'd like to add a budget to it, then the client dashboard also gives you that option. Or if you prefer to give us a call for us to do that for you, that would also work just fine.
Okay.
All right. And then going back to the homepage of the client dashboard, the homepage is actually showing you insights on your active campaigns and any leads that you get to receive from Facebook mm-hmm. ads and local SEO.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then it also gives you the link that you can click to get to your website, should you prefer it that way. And we also have the leads tab on the client dashboard. So at the top, if you can click on leads, or from the homepage, you should see local leads with
yeah.
number 24 on it. You can click on that instead. So the leads tab on the client dashboard, you will actually see each lead your business receives from the call tracking or the Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sorry, were you about to ask or say something?
Yeah, it's okay. I'll wait till you then.
Okay. So in regards to this tab, any calls that you receive from call tracking or text messages will be appearing here. You also have the option to listen to any calls, as well as to get those unwanted ones blocked. Also,
okay.
Any leads that you receive from Facebook ads will also be reflected on this page. It's just that for the Facebook ad lead, it may not show you the accurate phone number if it's through a phone call. But let me just check here. All right, but technically, since your Facebook ad call to action is set as form fill, that means any leads that you receive will be sent to you through email and text message with a client information.
Okay.
All right.
I was
going
to say,
yes,
throughout this time, though, if you go like on the leads, you see all the phone calls that's there. So all of these calls, pretty much I've gotten those numbers from Angie's List and Thumbtack, and I've just called, using a different, using the number that Local Splash provided me with. But I really have not been receiving any leads from you guys at all.
Got it. And yes, no worries. We'll definitely discuss further as far as getting more leads from the local service or the local SEO and even the Facebook ads.
Okay.
Great. And let's see here. All right. So, and yes, I'll definitely further discuss regarding that on what could also help us with even getting more leads to your Google business profile or to your business. Now, we actually are doing optimization on your Google business profile, and so far, you're already showing on the first page on the search results on some of the keywords. Some of those are flooring services, epoxy flooring, commercial flooring, and retail flooring, which is already good, which actually means that the program is already showing us results and it's already working, most especially for a brand new created Google business profile. At the same time, with the Google business profile showing, or with your business showing on the first page of the search results, it's definitely going to have your clients visit your website, check on your Google business profile. At the same time, one thing that they would also consider as far as getting into business or contacting you through the local SEO or through the Google business profile is going to be the reviews on your Google business profile itself. So on the client dashboard, we do have the reviews tab, if you can click on it.
Yes, I'm on it.
Awesome. So currently it shows that there's two reviews on your Google business profile, right, which is good. You already gained reviews. At the same time, would you highly suggest to gain more reviews to it? As I mentioned, reviews will definitely be one of the factors that clients will also be looking into. Also,
yes.
I do see that you have responded to your reviews, which is wonderful. So whenever you get to receive new reviews, you do have those responded. That's also going to help a lot with optimization.
Okay.
All right. And then on the same page, Mark, there's three options on how you can request for reviews. So first, we have the link here that says ratemy.pro/LaRose. So you can just copy that link, paste it to a text message or an email, and then send it to your clients. When they click on that link, it's going to take them exactly to where they can leave a review on your Google business profile, which means it's going to save them time instead of them going to Google and looking up for your business, which sometimes leads to customers customers would end up not leaving a review if they can't find your business
privately. Right. Okay.
Right. And then other option is the request review button. So when you click on it, it's going to ask for your customer's name, phone number, and email. So once you hit send, it will send them a message asking for a review with that link on the text message.
Okay.
And then the newest feature that we have on the client dashboard is the QR code. So you can now create a custom QR code through the client dashboard. You can just click on the QR code and generate a new one. You have the option to select which color you'd like the QR code to have, or if you would want it to have your logo on it. So that way, let's say you completed a job for a client, you can just have them scan the QR code right after the job, and then they can just leave a review for you from there.
Okay. Awesome.
Right. And also, other feature that we have is the automated reply on any review that you're going to be receiving. So we do have this enabled so that whenever you receive a review, the system will automatically reply to those.
Okay.
Now, please know that this is something that you can toggle on and off on the client dashboard. So if you prefer for it not to automatically reply and you would like to reply personally, then you can actually disable this feature.
Okay.
All right. But currently it's enabled, so any new replies that you're getting will be responded automatically.
Will be responded automatically. Okay. I appreciate that.
All right. And then we do have the post tab. If you can click on post.
Post?
Yep.
I'm there. Okay.
Wonderful. All right. So, I'm sorry. Let me just also get into it. That way it would be on the same page. All right. So, the post tab, by the way, is also one of our newest features. We are going to be creating weekly recurring posts on behalf of your business. Now, post, Mark, are a great way to get attention and real estate on Google, as well as improve optimization. So in this page, you can create your own custom posts if you prefer to, or just leave it as it is right now as it's creating Google posts for you automatically every week.
Okay.
Also, if there's any post or any scheduled post that you'd like to customize, then Client Dashboard also gives you that option. You can also customize the frequency or start time for your post. And if you scroll down a bit, you will be able to see the post history as well as the scheduled or upcoming posts. So if you'd like to preview, make some edits, or delete any posts, then you can also do that on the client dashboard on the post or on the post tab.
Okay, I see it.
All right, and then also in line with the post, we do also would like to ask for any new pictures that you have for the business. If you have any new photos, you can upload it to the client dashboard. That way we can use it for the post or your listing. New pictures will also help greatly with optimization.
Yeah. Okay.
Wonderful. And then moving on to the Facebook or the Facebook ads. Now on the client dashboard at the top, you will see ad campaigns. When you click on it, it's going to give you a drop down. So if you can please click on Facebook ads. All right, so as you can see on Facebook ads, by default, it's going to show you the record in the past 6 months, but I would like to discuss the past 30 days. So in the past 30 days, your Facebook ad has been viewed 2,807 times. It has reached 2,068 Facebook account users. 55 of those has clicked on your Facebook ad, and it shows that there were 2 leads from the Facebook ad itself. Also, on the same page, you can scroll down, and it's going to show you the preview, or it's going to show you how your Facebook ad looked like.
Okay.
Because
yeah,
Facebook
see.
Ad, by the way, is not going to be visible on your Facebook page. It will only be visible on the home page of the Facebook users.
Okay.
All right.
If someone else will see it, not me.
Right, that is correct. So we have it posted here on your client dashboard so you know how your Facebook ad looks like.
Okay.
And if you want to make changes to those, you can let us know. We'll surely work on it.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Wonderful. All right. And also, by the way, you see the amount spent on your Facebook ad.
Yes, 258.
That is correct. For transparency, we do have that posted. And you can also go to campaign management under ad campaign so that you get to see how much has been spent on your Facebook ad, how much of the budget is, and if there's any rollover or remaining budget from the previous month.
Okay.
All right. And then technically those are the resources that you can find on your client dashboard. Also, I'm sorry, we do have the business info, but this is mainly where you can see all the information that we have regarding your business and what we are posting online. Also, business info shows you the photos that we have for your business. Also gives you the option to upload documents, which I believe you have been uploading documents from here.
Yeah.
And upload your photos. Awesome. Yes. So any new photos that you have, you can just upload it here on the client dashboard for us to use for optimization.
Okay. Now, the client dashboard, can I get to that through the Local Splash app?
Oh, yes. It does give you the same features on the Local Splash app.
Okay.
It may just look different because it's in the
it does.
In an application.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's definitely the same resources that you can find.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did not notice you do have the Local Splash app.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I find going online to be a little bit easier than the app.
Oh.
It's like a little bit more detailed.
I see. So you find it a bit more user-friendly on the website.
Yes.
Got it. Thank you so much for that feedback. I'll definitely take note of that.
Yeah.
All right. But yes, we will definitely continue to have your listings optimized. Now, in regards to receiving more leads, as I have mentioned, if you can send us any new photos and gain more reviews on your client dashboard, it's going to help. I'll also have our team do another optimization today for your local SEO.
Okay, I appreciate that.
All right. And by the way, Mark, we have been promoting your business or your platforms online and with the continuous optimization, that would mean it's going to benefit you with more online presence.
Yeah.
With the online presence, that can also result in all types of calls, such as service requests, even competitor calls. And you may also even get solicitor calls or text messages from companies that claims to be Google or companies like Townsquare and Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. I've gotten a few of those.
Yeah.
Especially the Ollie one.
Yeah, they definitely will be reaching out. Most especially, and I would say it would be a good thing, because that means that your business is already showing online. That's where they were able to see your business. right. And with you being in the market, that's the reason why they're trying to reach out.
Okay. So, yeah, I've had a few of them trying to reach out and trying to convince me to go with them, and pretty much they're offering the same thing that Local Splash is offering. So I'm like, why would I do that, you know?
And Local Splash, by the way, is a certified Google channel partner. So rest assured, your business is fully optimized according to Google's guidelines.
Right.
Yes, should you be receiving those types of phone calls, please know you can just hang up to those immediately. Or if you may have any questions regarding that call, then you can give us a call. Forward it to us before you respond to any questionable requests from them.
Okay.
All right.
Also,
it may be too early, but we just want to remind you that we have incentives when you refer business to us. So if you have someone who is running a business that you would like to refer to us, then you can send us their contact information or provide it to us over the phone. I will send you an email with the incentives program details.
Technically, you're going to be getting a free launch of the local SEO services. It does not include the ads.
It's just going to cover the local SEO services, which in your case is $199. So I'll go ahead and send that email in case you would be needing that in the future, probably. And Mark, please do look out for emails and text messages with updates from Local Flash. We will continue to optimize your campaign to get you more leads. And please make sure to check your dashboard or the Local Flash app, as there will be a lot of resources for you. And if you may come up with any questions or anything, then you can always give us a call, send us an email, chat, or send us a text, whichever works for you. But Mark, do you maybe have any questions or anything that I can assist you with today?
Not at the moment.
All right, then. All right, well.
You've broken down a lot. You've explained a lot to me.
Well, thank you so much once again for choosing Local Flash, Mark, and for taking the time to speak with me. Should you come up with any questions or anything, just feel free to call us back, okay?
Okay. I'm going to save your number, Stephanie. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mark. Have a great rest of the day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.